With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association says the men's national team took important steps forward at the FIBA AmeriCup Caribbean pre-qualifiers. And CIBA president Cullen Anglin says the growth was visible from the very first game to the last.
I definitely think that our growth was steadily increasing throughout the tournament. You can't go to a tournament like that and not grow significantly, in my opinion. We faced the top competition in the entire Caribbean. And so I would say every game, the team was able to learn.
Anglin says the experience was invaluable for the players, noting that seeing and feeling the level of elite regional basketball firsthand has already changed their mindset.
You know, you can talk about something as much as you want, but it pales in comparison to actually experiencing it. And so being there to experience it, I know just for me, and I was a spectator, what that did for me to be able to witness and see that level of competition. I think our guys responded very well to it as well, but it had to mean a great deal because witnessing that, not only do you get to play against that, and if you want to get better, you need to play against people that are better than you. And that does something to a competitor. It fuels them in a way that simply talking to them or trying to motivate them won't do. Now that they've actually experienced that, I'm telling you what, they're not going to need much motivation going forward.
Looking ahead, Anglin says Cayman's next major step is securing a permanent home for the national program. He says the team's preparation was made more difficult by constantly shifting practice locations and that a dedicated facility is now a top priority.
We definitely need our own home, and this is something that is at the top of our agenda, you know, over this coming year. And again, hats off to our guys, because we don't have our own home. We are in a situation where planning for practice becomes extremely difficult because sometimes you never know if a facility that you planned on training at is going to be available. And everyone had to remain very flexible throughout the preparation process because one day we might be at one location, the next day we'll be at another location. So that creates some challenges in terms of preparation. We definitely want and need our own space that we know it's a dedicated space that we can have for at least 5 to 6 days a week when we want it. And in addition to that, being able to host a tournament or two, you know, prior to going on to a tournament like that is also going to be very beneficial. So we want to play at least between 4 and 6 games prior to the actual tournament that we're going to take part in. So those are some key takeaways there. And then, of course, to step up our strength and conditioning training even more so, because I would say 75 to 80% of the players that we played, they were in incredible physical condition.
Anglin said the tournament provided clarity, motivation, and direction, and that Cayman's players are already hungry to return stronger. Ground has broken for the new Cayman Aquatic Center. CIGTV's Naya Roberts has this report.
A major new investment in local sport has broken ground. As the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage join the Cayman Islands Aquatic Sports Association to launch construction of the new Cayman Islands Aquatic Center. Minister Honorable Isaac Rankin says the project reflects government's commitment to strong partnerships in sport and healthy living, calling it a direct investment in athlete development and in getting more Caymanians active. The facility will boost pool and lane capacity, support the Learn to Swim program, and give Caymanian athletes modern training space for swimming, water polo, and artistic swimming, while positioning Cayman to host regional training camps and international competitions. The project follows years of planning between government and CIASA, with thanks also going to the Lions Club of the Cayman Islands and other project partners.
And at the Arc in Caymana Bay, more than 60 young athletes pack the court each morning, some wide-eyed beginners, others already showing flashes of real potential, as Trinidad and Tobago volleyball standout Rennell Ford helps guide the Department of Sports indoor volleyball camp through an intense, joy-filled week of development. Ford, a collegiate star-turned-coach, is in Cayman for the first time, lending her experience to a program that's quickly quickly elevating the level of play on the island.
How's it going? How's the camp been? It's day two.
Day two, and it feels like the end of the week already, to be honest. But all in good fun. The camp is about 4 hours long, so it's a lot of time spent with the kids, a lot of work that we're trying to get through. I've been mainly working with the older kids. I think they range from about 13, 14 to 17 years old. Nice. Some of them are a little more advanced. Some of them more so beginners. Yeah. So we've just been trying to focus on separating the groups a little bit, trying to help them improve their skills based on the level they're at and making sure they're having fun in the process, which is most important. Yes. You want them to stay in the sport, so we want them to have fun while they're learning.
So what do you think so far of the athletes, especially the ones that are a bit more advanced? The younger ones that are now learning, they'll get there. Yeah. But the ones that are advanced, what do you think of how far they've come, and any words of inspiration you would like to share with them?
Right. So from what I understand, some of the kids are more advanced. Coach Trevor would have mentioned that they have been playing the sport for a very short time.
Yeah.
Some of them 1 and 2 years, and I'm pretty impressed for that length of time. And Coach Trevor is really good. So obviously kudos to him for the development that he's been doing here in the Cayman Islands so far. And so I'm impressed with some of the advanced kids for playing the sport for such a short space of time. They have an understanding of the skill. They're pretty solid in their fundamentals. And so it's just about working hard and getting more reps, doing the right thing in order for them to get to the next level. Words of advice, I would definitely say it's important to be intentional. Yeah. So of course they want to have fun, but they're obviously at an age where they're probably going to look at progressing to a national team, getting scholarships, probably even playing professionally. Yes. And so getting to the next level is really about like that kind of intentional practice, getting reps that are meaningful and really focusing on strengthening your weaknesses. So
share with us your connection with Coach Trevor.
Coach Trevor is a long-standing family friend of my family and volleyball coach. He's been a mentor to me. I would have transferred to FIU, where he was coaching, in 2010 from my former university, which was University of Central Florida. And Coach Trevor was the assistant there at the time. And so he's been really instrumental in my development as a volleyball player at the collegiate level, and even after we maintained our friendship. And he's been a great mentor to me in terms of even as a player, and now as I'm moving into the coaching sphere of my work also.
Awesome. He's a fantastic coach, and he's done, like you said, rightfully, he's done so well with so little time. You should see the huge transition that he's made with the kids in such a short space of time. And this is your first time here to the Cayman Islands. Mm-hmm. What do you think so far?
So far, I love it. The beaches. I've only been to Seven Mile Beach twice since I've been here Sunday, but I love it. The water's really nice and warm. People have been really friendly and helpful, and I hope I get to see more of the island and experience what you guys have to offer.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.